don't give a damn if it's 9 a.m. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, wine, or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again with the Blue Testament crew. Here for another Shades of Blue soccer show. We're a different crew this week.
Very different.
Very different, yeah.
Oh, there's a new voice.
Hey, guys. It's Chad.
That's Chad.
Not that. Not that. Chad.
Yeah, I do think our voices sound similar and our names are similar, so that'll be really easy for the listeners.
He's got that nice, deep radio voice as well.
My father was in radio, so It's in my genes.
Okay.
Your voice is in your genes.
All right, so we came to the studio following Sporting Kansas City's...
loss? No, wait.
It felt like it.
Felt like a loss, yeah.
Yes, upsetting 0-0 draw on hashtag retro night that I'm pretty sure I saw 5 million times today from the Sporting Kansas City account. Hashtag retro night. Yes, and we've got... no Bob and no Allie. We've got Chad in the studio with us. Cody and Thad and Chad.
Yeah, Robert and Allie refused to be in the studio with Chad.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I was quite sweaty at the game, and I'm probably not nice to sit by right now.
Oh, my God, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever sweat so much.
No, just to be clear, they did not refuse to be in the studio with Chad. He's actually in town to watch the game. Allie had to be out of town. Robert had a date.
Oh, he had a date?
Hopefully he showered.
Also, he doesn't do a good job of checking all of the Slack channels. And that's why he didn't know that we were going to come pod after the game.
We do have a lot of
channels.
I was
trying to give him a little bit of a doubt.
No, I'll call him out.
I thought that's we just didn't tell works. Him. I thought we just didn't tell him, and that's why he didn't know.
Okay. Should we move on to the real game?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about some
no matter sport. How disappointing it was. Well, so, okay, before we get on to... what we want to talk about.
Yes.
VAR and where was it when Seth was punched in the face?
Slapped,
with a smacked. Hammer punch. Anyway, we're gonna get to that. First, we're gonna talk about why Sporting Kansas City didn't win the game when they clearly should have.
Lack of goals?
So, yes, exactly. Lack of goals. So here comes your weekly Kyrie Shelton discussion.
I thought Kyrie played okay.
Yeah? All these stat websites that you can find online will say that he did okay.
Yeah, Audi Player Index, he was the second highest player, we believe.
Yeah.
For the whole game, both teams.
Foot Mob rated him the second highest on the team as well.
Who scored rated him pretty high. I forget the exact.
Yeah. However,
he didn't score.
He didn't score. And the one moment I'm thinking of with him was there was a cross into the box, and he was going for a dummy, something of a dummy. He just kind of cleared the way for the ball, and it went to Shallowy, who wasn't ready for it, and you know, it didn't pan out. And it's like, that's fine. It was kind of clever what he was doing, but at the same time, man, don't you want him to, even if it's not even the right decision, don't you want him to, like, your striker in the box with the cross coming in to, like, reach out and try to get a foot on it and then shoot it? Like, there was too many times I saw him, he still just doesn't have the urge to score. It looks like his first idea is to create every time. He wants to do it for someone else.
I think that's plausible, I suppose. But I thought he took shots today that he would have passed on before. Like when he was kind of pinned into the corner over there and he took that tight angled shot and then that rebound curler.
As he was drifting off to the side. And he took a shot. He had a rip on it, but it was not that power. It was rather weak and right at the keeper. And it looked like it was lacking confidence, which he clearly is, I think.
I think he hit it with pace, right? I mean, on that shot, Stefan couldn't. He saved it and parried it back out, and Shelton shot again. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think on that one, it was decent, but there was several shots today I thought were just as weak as weaker than mine would have been. I mean, literally. Shalhoub had one. Hey, Shelton had one. I want to say somebody else had one, too, that was just really like.
Krause had one.
I thought it was a pass, maybe. Peter threw so slowly, I wasn't sure. I thought he was trying to send a through ball, but it was like the worst through ball I've ever seen. So
yeah.
You just didn't know where he was going with it.
Yeah.
No, the follow-up on Shelton's, that was good. The follow-up was very good. The kissed off the post. That looked good. You saw what he was trying to do. But he's still... It's clear he... it's still working, I guess, but it's clear his first instinct to me is not to score. It's to do something for someone else.
Yeah, I almost want to give him a mulligan on the game because of the horrible, horrible humidity and just...
That both teams were facing.
Yes, and we did, or they did make the crew wear black. I said we, is that
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah, that was... ugh, they look. Yeah, that looked... uncomfortable just watching them in the black jerseys.
I didn't want to wear
why they wore the black sporting wore the blacks so often early in the season.
Yeah, there you go. That makes
people
sense.
Were upset about that. They're just trying to sell some jerseys.
Some people were upset about that fad
because it's an ugly kit and it should have blue in it. But we've already
it's
talked
not,
about that.
It's not. Oh, I just hate. How can you say that it's ugly? Like it's so nice.
It's very classy, but it's like it doesn't feel like a sporting Kansas City jersey.
I get not liking that it's.
Black and silver?
Yeah, that it's black and that you want blue in there. But to say that it's ugly, come on. They look good.
It's just simple.
It's okay. I mean, I saying it was ugly was an overstatement, just really to get a reaction out of you.
To a T, every female on our website said, I will buy it because it's something I can wear, I don't know, to a date. I don't know what they were going for with that. They're just like, I'm going to wear it out all the time.
Hey, I would like it's if a girl slimming. Showed up in
that. It's slimming. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, I mean, that would be exciting, right?
So anyway, we didn't come here to talk about jerseys.
So we talked about Shelton. We have...
Of course, we talk about a lot of things we don't talk about.
Yeah, we could talk about the retro jerseys. Oh, well, wait, we're supposed to be talking yet. About a game. Okay.
Yeah, we're on the game still. Get out of here.
I'm going to mess
way, did
up
you
your
get
flow.
The hat for Allie?
Bob did. Bob got the hat.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
I didn't even get a jersey. They were sold out by the time I got there.
When I showed up, there were two hats left. And we couldn't use our discount. No... Media
is there a media discount?
Oh,
there used to be.
Not on the retro stuff. That was a letdown.
I don't think you can use it anymore. Period.
Oh, what? Since when?
Breaking news
it was
here.
Staff. It was for staff, and I think they just let us get away with it. But I don't think that's true anymore.
Oh, that's disappointing. Anyway, we have
other players to talk about.
Yes,
that performed illy. Illy? Oh, I thought Ilya played well, by the way. That wasn't what I was going for.
He did. Let's just go to... We have audio from him on why the team didn't win, just generally. We already talked about Shelton. We should have opened up with this one.
I think it needs a little setup. But actually, you could always go back and insert it, right?
Yeah. Set it up.
The little setup is actually from Peter talking in the press conference about how he thought the team lacked a sense of urgency. Not the first time we've ever heard that from him, but it's been the first time in at least a little while that they lacked that sense of urgency for pretty much a good chunk of the game. And we asked Ilya about it, what he thought about it, and this is what he had to say.
So I think that he told you the same that told us after the game, and we could not add anything else that he said. So, yeah, I agree with that thought.
After you guys went up a man because of the red card, did you guys have any sort of strategic change or try to attack that much harder, or you know, what do you think the cause was?
The plan was moving the ball fast. Keeping the ball, go press high, keep pressing high. But at the end, you can have a plan, but if you don't have the desire to punch them and beat them, you cannot get the 3 points.
Punch them. We're assuming that was not a subtle nod to the swing at Seth Sinovic in the game.
It did jump out at me.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't think that's Ilya, but maybe it was. Who knows? Maybe that was subtle Spanish sense of mirth.
It also sounded like Vermees said everything that needed to be said in the locker room. is that what he was kind of saying? He was like, we had nothing else to add to that.
Yeah, and for a little bit of reference, I guess, I was doing the recap tonight poorly. Apologies. I'll try to update it sometime in the next 12 hours. But anyway, it took me a long time to get down to go to the press conference, and I thought the press conference was probably already over because it took me so long to get down there. I get down there, and they're like, no, it hasn't started yet. Peter's still talking to the team. Okay, so I go into the press conference room and wait for another 10 minutes, and then Peter comes in. So he probably had a nice long chat with everybody.
That's good to hear, because they needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do believe so.
So, Krause, we always have to talk about Krause.
Relatively invisible?
Yeah, and obviously didn't make it very long into the second half. What was it? Actually, what was it? 70th minute, probably?
70, 71st, somewhere around there.
Okay. But yes, it was almost a non-factor.
Yeah,
as the attacking midfielder.
Almost that's the time to leave him on, right? He only performs well when the team has extra players.
Yeah, that was
a little harsh, that.
The one time we saw him play well.
Yeah, his goal and assist.
Again, I will argue that we see him play well part of the time. It's just part of the time we don't. He's not consistent yet.
Fair.
There's an argument there, but it's growing weary.
And when he was taken out, Gerso was brought in, put on the right wing. Johnny was moved to the attacking mid spot, which I know people say that he can play, but quite honestly, he was worse than Krause there.
Yeah, I mean, he was a non-factor. I couldn't really figure out where he was playing from my... I was in the cauldron, so it was a tough angle.
Well, and we love Johnny because he's Scottish and he's not crap, but he was pretty much a non-factor all this game, and I think last game too.
I know. I hate to say that, but he was missing again. Like when we had the talk about who the MVP is or was up to that point, and that's exactly it. If he was the MVP, he needs to be stepping up in these games instead of kind of disappearing. And he wins. It seems like he wins corner kicks almost whenever he wants to.
Yeah,
like that's great. But this team also can't score off corner kicks, so.
And when he wins the corner kick, then we have to do a two-man corner.
Yeah.
A short corner, which I'm not a huge fan of doing on a regular basis.
It's right. Like they like labor through corner kicks. It's like they're walking over to the corner. It's like you just kind of know it's not going to lead anywhere.
That seems like a fair assessment. In the first half, something I noticed, I don't know if there was anything to this, is that they seem to be playing up the left a lot more, like in the part of the field that was shaded. It's like maybe no one wanted to stand in the sun, so they're just not going up the right side of the field, because that was the corner I was sitting in, the worst corner of the color. It was so hot over there. Sun just beating on us the entire game. Until about like the 93rd minute, then it finally felt decent. Yeah, so,
a minute
which is
a
reminder to show up early. That's a lesson.
Well, I'm dragging around a child and an adult wife.
And it was packed today.
20,600 and something.
As much as I have seen it this year, I think.
Yeah. No, it was a good crowd.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. But aren't people out of town for that?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I am.
Lake.
You are, yeah, there you go. Everyone came in town for it, apparently.
Yeah, I brought the hot weather. I apologize.
Well, I think they just came for the retro jerseys.
That could be. Oh, I'm still sad about that. I could have bought a youth small, but I thought it'd be a bad decision.
I'm on the discount. Well, actually, I guess if it no longer exists, I was hoping that they were just doing that because they thought it was going to sell out today, and that if we wait a week, then maybe we'll be able to do it.
Who knows?
I don't think there's any left.
I want those shorts. $65 on
for shorts? Oh, I didn't even look at those. When would I wear those?
They're so nice. Oh, I would run in them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't go outside. There's bears outside.
Or play foot golf in them. You don't go outside.
I don't know if you can tell by my pale complexion, my skin. Actually, it's weird that you run because you're still quite pale, Cody.
Hey,
he runs
I'm darker.
At night.
Yeah, you should have seen me
from Vampire Hunters
a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I do like to run at night.
I'm sure you do.
And you're not wrong. My mom yelled at me today. She came to the game to watch the media game and yelled at me for not having sunscreen on. So you're not wrong.
Oh, I sunscreened up in the parking lot. As a pale person, we have to do these things. So,
is there a sunscreen dispenser
red
over on the plaza now? I saw that today for the first time. I don't know if that's been there
That'd
before.
That'd be handy.
There's like a, you know, like places have like you can do, you know, germ
hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Thank you.
Yes.
But it was sunscreen.
That seems like a good investment. You want to keep your fans alive. They get skin cancer and die. They can't buy tickets.
For my fair skin brethren. I like it.
I just didn't know if you noticed that being there before. I never saw that.
I'll look out for it on the plaza.
And everybody else should too. Because Chad cares about you. I apparently don't.
I do care.
I did get a little red.
My mom is a radiation therapist. She treats people that have cancer. She got that job when I was like in high school. She'd bring these depressing stories home every night. Like, oh, I have a patient that's 28. And I'm like, isn't that how old you are, Cody?
Yeah.
Could happen to you, buddy.
Was that a threat? No.
So that's why you were all over that. I see.
Yeah,
I see.
I'm worried about you.
Okay, well, I'll remember that.
We were learning a lot about Chad today.
I had a good base, though. I think I'll be okay. I wasn't out there very long.
Apparently Chad wasn't worried about me. So
the second half, well, I was inside the member stand. Too hot.
Was
brutal. Yeah. Other players that we want to talk about that didn't score goals as well?
We
all of them.
Oh, that's all of them.
Well, yeah we did talk 22 about
22 of them.
The three we wanted to talk about: Shelton, Krause, and Russell. Who else should have done something?
Why no hate on Shallowy? Yeah, Shallowy. He's another forward.
He had a weak shot.
He had one good shot. That one that kind of like fell, there was a bad pass. He just kind of stuck a boot out and stole it in the final third, and then Shelton gave it back to him.
Oh, yeah, a little give and go, right?
That was a decent shot.
Yeah, you're right. Fair. That one was.
But I do remember, yeah, he was weak a couple times.
There was a play in the first half, too. I don't remember who got the ball to Krause, but he had a pretty wide open shot with one defender between him and the goalie, and it should have been a put it to the far corner shot, and he hit the defender. The one thing he needed to not hit was what he hit. That was about 15
feet. Well, and the tree-like goalie that was in the way as well, right?
Yeah. They did that. Well, Lobato had one of those too. Lobato had a rip from distance right at the keeper, standing right in the middle of the goal.
Yeah.
It's because the tree knew where to be.
In the middle of the goal. Congrats to the tree for knowing that. That's my point. Anyway, whatever. Keepers. Speaking of keepers, we had a good one today.
A non-tree?
A very non-tree. He saved. It wasn't the best penalty I've ever seen.
It was a pretty piss-poor penalty,
but
I would say.
But when you're the reigning MLS Keeper of the Year, you get the benefit of the doubt that was a pretty good save. And you also get the benefit of the doubt that he was intimidating there a little bit. Maybe that's why it wasn't the best penalty.
He got in Zardes' head.
Yeah. Not that Zardes is like, you know, a commanding. He just seems so passive and like, I don't know. I grow very weary of Zardes.
Cody made some very dainty gestures when imitating Zardes.
He's so soft. I just like, he seems soft. He talks soft. He just, I don't know. I don't ever think of him as overpowering. I could see him standing up there. I just hear his voice. His inner monologue of just being nervous about.
He does kind of have like a little weak voice, doesn't he? Remember I played The Journey on FIFA this year, and I was like so disappointed I had to be the Galaxy, and then he's talking all the time. And then he's not even on the team by the time I'm playing this.
It's like a high-pitched voice. There's like a bit of a lisp there. He's like a nerd.
I don't think I've ever listened to his voice or remember what it was, so
I'm going to go ahead and say he was intimidated by Amelia. But we have some audio on that.
But well, actually, in the question before that, though, is he's the one that had the foul committed on, right? He was the one taken down by Tim.
Yes.
That's true.
And Columbus did the thing that almost no team ever does, is lets the guy who was fouled take the penalty. Maybe that was the problem.
I don't know that no team lets them do that. It's just that, like...
It is rare.
I didn't say no team. Almost
no team. Almost no team. Okay.
It is rare.
My almost means more than 1%.
I feel like sometimes that's just like maybe he earned it, so they gave it to him. I don't know.
That's the way I would do it.
Yeah. But if he's really hurt, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if he's really hurt, you wouldn't want him to, but obviously he wasn't because it was soft.
Yeah, but see, did he earn that or did the pass to him to put him there earn it? Which was by who? I don't even know. I was going to assume Higuain.
I also don't recall.
Which is why when we heard, because we were in the locker rooms at the time, we were getting suited up, you know,
for your media game.
And
yeah,
we heard that Amelia had saved a penalty.
In your T-shirts that they gave you. Yeah, I saw those. Very nice.
Yeah,
yeah. And my
don't take that away from me, Chad.
Well, it was no free retro jersey like last year, right?
No, I got the retro jersey. He got
a Oh, that's right. You got a regular jersey.
I got
jersey.
A regular one. Like a week after I had just bought it.
Oh, that's even better. Oh, they knew, too. They're like, let's put Cody on this team.
I politicked to switch to the other team, but it's all right. Because we dominated. But that was last year.
That was last year.
Things have changed. Or so I'm told.
Things changed. So, Melia audio, can we play that yet?
Yeah.
Do you have a setup? Bad set it up.
Talked to Tim in the locker room after the game and asked him about the penalty, if it was a penalty, and he talked about that and then asked him about making the stop. So you can hear, probably can hear the question anyway. So
there's a cheeky little answer he's got here. I like this part. This is good audio.
This is my favorite audio that we have tonight.
Yeah. Well, our favorite post game audio.
I guess start off with, was it a clear penalty?
I definitely made contact with Zardes, but it's a situation I feel like I keep finding myself in. I'm stepping to the ball. I'm stepping to the striker. Momentum is carrying from both directions. There's no clear and obvious effort on my part to tackle the player or to make a play on the individual player. So I think it's a soft penalty. I don't really know how you counteract those type of situations because both guys are going into the ball, and if any striker just dummies the ball and continues his run, he's going to hit any goalkeeper in the world. So I don't really have an answer for it, but luckily it didn't hurt us, and I'm just kind of a mute point a little bit.
You looked like you were trying to get some sort of an explanation from the referee after. Did he tell you?
I just wanted him to go and look at it because for him, I haven't seen a replay of it. I know why my left hand makes contact with him, but... Again, like I said, when the ball passes him, I'm trying to get out of the way. I have to make myself as big and as much of a presence in front of him and take away as much of the goal I can while also not trying to hit him. But he has free rein to not hit me, but to continue his run into me. So I was just like, can you please just look at it and make sure 100%? But obviously he didn't.
Did you get an explanation as to why not? Or
His explanation was it's only if it's clear and obvious, so he doesn't want to... put doubt in his own decision at that point, which I agree with.
And do you see anything to make you, to be able to make that stop?
From Zardes, yeah. Finally. Nothing I want to talk about.
I like that. So that means he saw something probably on a scouting report and just knew which way to go.
He did mention later that... Alec Dufty and Ashley, I can't remember which guy it was, Ash, but anyway, they have him well prepared and knowing what to do.
Good.
So he must have knowing something and some tell which way he was going. So,
or he just goes that way every time. I don't know the Zardes stats, but yeah. It might just be that simple.
But he still has to know. He has the research. So
yeah.
Had him well prepared. I mean that. He made the save look easy, but that could have easily gone underneath him. How many times have you seen a guy overdive because it's so close to him, you know?
It was. Well taken, well saved. I mean, not well taken, well saved.
Terribly taken.
And it was... he was speaking there before he had gotten to see a replay. And I'm sorry, that's a stonewall penalty kick, wasn't it? That was a penalty kick.
I mean, by the letter of the law, right? He touches him.
Yeah. Although, he has a legitimate question about, you know, he's going out to try to get to the ball, and the ball actually goes the other way, right? Zardes knocks it away from goal. So at that point, is it really a penalty if the ball is knocked away from goal and he doesn't have a play on it?
Well, yeah. I mean, why would a penalty kick is a foul in the box, whether he's going at the goal or not. It wasn't a red card. That would be the argument to take away Dogso.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't care where the ball went, even if it was, like, kind of somewhat headed out of bounds, which I don't think it was. It's
towards the sideline pretty quick, it looked like. But, yeah, somebody would have probably gotten to it.
Still took a player out in the box.
We've also seen many times a player does knock it out of bounds, and it's – you know, it's crossing the line as the contact's made, for example, and the call isn't made because the ball wasn't playable. This is the same thing. Zardes wasn't playing that ball. Somebody else could have, but...
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, I'm not saying it wasn't a penalty. I'm just saying that's legitimate question of it being a 100% penalty. I'm probably in the 95% penalty, but I still want to go see a better replay because I've looked at it on my phone and live, you know, we were in the locker room suiting up.
Suiting up.
As Cody wants to say.
I feel like you guys are really teasing this media game. I can't wait till we get to that subject.
Oh, goodness. So,
I'm sure it's not on Cody's list.
Yeah, it's weird how it doesn't say it on his list.
You guys wanted to. I have it on there. Media game. So should we I think officials got that one correct. Emilia saved the day.
Yeah.
However, in minute, I have no idea what.
Well,
I shouldn't have set it up that way.
No, probably because there was the red card that came not too long after the penalty save, right?
Correct.
In a few minutes.
That is another one that they seemed to get right.
Yeah, they went back and looked at it. It wasn't initially a red card.
It wasn't even a foul, I don't think, initially. I don't think he whistled it at all.
Really?
I think, yeah, and again, we are in bad vantage points. We're like the worst three people to talk about the game because we all couldn't really see what was going on. Now having watched...
Thank you for telling everyone to listen to that. I guess they're already too far in. Now they
You're committed, guys. Just keep going. We watched replays. We watched video on the internet before we started this. We're well informed.
See, the quality we're bringing is the audio, which I'm bringing. So it wasn't the lives, the view.
It's true.
It was,
they can't be in the locker room.
So
maybe
we're bringing the audio.
Yeah, that happened when we were coming out of the tunnel. The review was going on, right. But from the replays that I saw, it looked like a stud went right into Roger's ankle.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, and it was up pretty high, like calf ankle area. And I actually saw that one in the member area because I was having to get my daughter food, so she'd calm down, and so I could get a good view of it because I got the TV angles and the replays, and we could hear him talking about it. But yeah, he absolutely got him, and I don't know what Higuain was so upset about. So,
because he got caught?
Maybe. That's what VAR is for, right?
Exactly. VAR is for catching things that the ref did not catch in the first place.
So I think that brings us to something else that happened.
Yeah, so Sporting KC should have played better. The refs got some calls correct. However, the one that I want to talk about...
and deserves to be talked about.
It was the most blatant punch or swing that you will ever see in soccer.
Yeah, it wasn't just like, I mean, Zlatan's slap looked downright friendly compared to this.
Yeah.
It was a pat on the back.
That was a pat on the back of the head compared to this just rearing back hammer throwdown that this guy did. That was like, that to me seems like there is no excuse for, and they, because I couldn't hear, but it seemed like they were thinking about reviewing it. I don't even know what the step was, but it was like they were like standing on the field, like waiting. Nothing was going on. It was like, are they reviewing it? Well, they're thinking about reviewing it.
That was the hydration break. Like, as soon as he realized Seth was down, which when we watched that replay, he looks right over at Seth, sees him down, and then seems to forget he's down after a while. And then he goes back and he's like, oh, Seth Sinovic's down over here. I got to wave the trainers on, and then the trainers come on. He calls his hydration break, and I see it's Sabiga, right? I see him touching his ear over and over, like he's listening to the VAR, his AR, something.
There was communication, something going on. So how?
Well, first off, how does the VAR not decide that that's just a red and tell him, hey, you should probably be giving this guy a red card? And secondly, How does he not go, you should probably at least look at this?
Yeah, that's the thing. If they're always preaching this, you know, that's always their defense on why wasn't this, et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, well, it has to be clear and convincing. If that is not clear and convincing, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Like, that was 10 times worse than what we saw the guy for Vancouver get sent off of, who just had his arm extended and then it his hand went into someone's face. Like, and that should have been a red, and it was. And then this one was 10 times worse, and they don't even look at it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They kept showing this kid. I don't even know who this player was. I'd never even heard of him.
Martinez, right?
Was it?
He's new.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
Martinez. This is his first season with the team, I think.
And they were they just kept showing his face. He's got braces. Oh, his face was making me so mad every time they showed him on the screen. They kept doing it every time after that.
He's pretty young, I believe, right? He's a young
I don't care
guy.
How young he is. He's got a punchable face. Especially after you punch
apparently Seth
one
has
of our
a punchable
players
face, actually.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
And yeah, there's, you know, Seth is not the kind of guy to go down if he was not struck.
Yeah, he wouldn't, and stay down too. It wasn't like
and
he just
stay
got,
down, yeah.
Like knocked down and rolled or something. He stayed down and came out of the game for Lobato to come in. So that was something significant enough.
He could be seen on the sideline saying to Vermees when he came off about he hit me with a fist. You could see him. You could see his mouth say it.
Yeah, I was just looking at that replay again while we were talking, and I'm like, I do not see how they could not have.
I know.
Called it.
There seems to be no argument to the otherwise. It just.
And it'll be like last year where they go back and suspend him later and Sporting doesn't get the benefit. I mean, playing against a 9-man team, you leave Crozet in there, he probably gets a goal and an assist.
Crozet's bread and butter, man.
Yeah, that's his 9 versus 11 is what he's built for. Just keep him on the bench in case that comes up again.
Make that DP money when we're up two men.
next year he won't be a DP if it makes you feel better. Probably.
We hope not.
So the VAR was Jorge Gonzalez. I don't even know him.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Do you know him?
Because it's usually like another center official that plays VAR, right? Because yeah. I've seen Alan Chapman or whomever be the VAR.
Kelly.
Before. Yeah.
I've seen most of them be it. But I don't recognize the name. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good ref, but
should we play some Vermees audio to save the day here? Let's hear what Vermees has to say about VAR.
Sure.
Not really. I really haven't seen it. I only saw a little bit on during the live version of the game, but I want to see it. I want to see the replay. I haven't really seen that one.
Next question.
Did you get an explanation at all for why that play didn't go to VAR?
None. No, not at all. I'm assuming everybody's asking me because it must have been pretty poor.
You've gotten kind of a good sample size of games so far. Do you feel like people are getting sufficient explanations for when VAR is and is not used?
During the game or after?
Either.
No. I just wanted to make that point. Thank you for helping me.
I just wanted to make that point.
I think he made it very well.
That's very good.
Now, because of the lack of VAR action on that, there's a rule that you can ask the referees questions, and you have to go through the pool reporter. You can only ask 3 questions and 1 follow-up, and has to be submitted in writing, has to be left in the office. There's all these arcane little rules about it. Anyway, I made sure that the pool reporter was asking something about that during the game. And after the game, we got the response. We do not have to answer questions about VAR.
Yeah, I don't understand how that is a rule. How is that a hard rule?
Nonsense.
Because it's apparently in the VAR and CBA and pro referee rules. So
it's like they're going. They're trying to like hold strong to it, like in baseball, how if you the second you try to argue something about a review, then you get kicked out immediately. It's just like zero tolerance. They just assume, hey, we've got VAR. It must be perfectly correct. Don't ask questions about it.
Which You know, I, I'm a big supporter of VAR. Just let's continue to fine tune what is and what isn't, and punish when it's not used correctly and stuff like that. This was not used correctly.
Clearly.
And obviously.
Oh.
Ta-ting.
That's what I'm here for, guys.
Yes, that is quite unfortunate.
Yeah, I wonder if this will be the kind of thing we hear about when they do those pro videos and they talk about training the referees. Will they suspend this person or reprimand this person or have points taken off of him or how, whatever their scoring system is for referees? And will this be held against the two of them, one of them? I mean, we don't know what was said to him in his ear. Why didn't he choose to look at it, you know?
Even if we don't get to know what their system is of reprimanding referees, there should be one.
Sure, there is one.
I believe there is.
Yeah, they've kind of talked about that before. And we did ask Seth about it after the game also. And do you want me to say, or you want...
Quote him.
Not exact quote, because I don't have that.
Paraphrase
kind of
him.
Paraphrasing. Thank you. He said that... They just didn't have what they needed to look at it or something like that, the ref told him. So he thought that they didn't have the video. So he thought there was no video of the incident. You know, sometimes there just isn't a good video of the incident. And perhaps when we look at it, we are thinking it's... And I'm trying to play a little devil's advocate, too. It looks pretty damn clear and obvious that he's going down from being hit. Was there actually contact? If you were looking at that and you weren't a Seth Sinovic aficionado... Would you 100% say, yes, there was absolutely contact from that one video that we've seen?
Well, that's not the...
It's
you would 100% say we need to look at it and make sure if there was.
If you're the VAR, the guy up in the box, could you say it's clear and obvious to the center who didn't see it in the first place because he was looking the other direction towards the play? In fairness, that was the right thing for him to do. He's looking the other direction at the play. Would, if you were the VAR upstairs, could you say that was 100% clear that there was a foul? Yeah. I would say yes, because we know Seth is not going down on BS circumstances. And
also, I like where you're going with that, but still, so you're saying... If a punch is thrown, that is always going to be something they review. I understand you're looking at it as in the call on the field, quote, was no foul, and so you're looking for something like that. But they do this all the time. They go back and look at off the field or off the ball incidents all the time to see if a punch was thrown.
And if it's clear and obvious.
So I have a question. Think about the slide challenges that are terrible, that they don't make contact with the person, but it's in the box and he goes down and they give a penalty anyways. I mean, because you would have fouled them if they left their body there to be hit or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the same thing? You're throwing a punch. Like, are you allowed to just be shadow boxing out on the pitch? Is that okay? I'm not sure. Like, but it's like he's throwing, if anybody watches MMA, it's like a Superman punch. He comes like flying over the top here.
It was over, his fist or his hand was over his head and came down.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his awkward running motion. He was getting his balance.
And... It's also weird to say that, you know, they didn't have a review of it or a video of it when I saw on the broadcast of the game from inside the cauldron a highlight of it, you know, seconds afterwards.
No,
while they were still standing around.
No, I completely agree. There was replay of it.
Yeah.
It's just that was Seth's thought that's what the ref meant, was that there wasn't a video to review it. And maybe he was inferring that it wasn't a good enough video to review it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started thinking about it while we were talking, that maybe that's why they didn't go to the, you know, get another red card, because the VAR ref looked at it and went, yeah, it's probable, but 100% sure? I don't know. It's not clear and obvious.
Inexcusable to not use the three-minute hydration break that was going on to at least look at it.
If that is the situation, then, like, there's just something is terribly wrong with the way they're running VAR. Like, if that's their response, which there better be some sort of explanation this next week or retroactive action taken on the player.
Again, I know Seth, and I know he's not going down under false pretenses, right? That's not him. But if you do not know Seth and you're looking at it completely as players do things all the time, right? You know, so you know, you touch somebody on the cheek lovingly and they fall down like they've been shot. Okay. In those cases, is it legitimate to...
No. In those cases, you say, hey, center referee, go look at it.
Or he made...
Like, that's what I don't... Yeah. I don't
it has to be... The VAR has to think it's clear. There's a clear and obvious reason for...
That's on... That's that, for me, is on when there's, like, a goal or an offside or, like, something like that, that a call has been made that needs to be overturned. This was an off-the-ball... player getting hands to the face situation that should just always be reviewed without a should it be a foul or shouldn't it be a foul. It's there was hands to the face. We need to review that and see if it should be a red card. That's what I mean. If I'm not saying I understand, I definitely like what you're doing there. I'm saying if that is their defense, then like there's a problem with VAR that they need to change. Because anyone in their right mind knows that that was. You know, that they got that wrong in some way.
There's bad intent.
Something went wrong somewhere in the process of VAR.
You know, and we've sat and listened to other fan bases say that it was clear and obvious that VAR did the wrong thing when they took back a goal or they did this or that, right? We do have our perspective because we watch this team, and as much as I try to be objective, it's sometimes difficult. So that's why I'm pulling back and I'm trying to play the other side right now, just trying to be as objective as possible. If it was Dom Dwyer and I swung a fist near him and I missed him by 3 inches because I'm running awkwardly and he goes flying down, but the ref didn't see it in the first place,
should be reviewed. That's where
but
we differ.
It is
there.
Being reviewed. It is being reviewed by the VAR.
But so then,
who has to see enough to tell the center that he should go make another call?
True. Every play is technically kind of reviewed, right? Anything that's one of those four requirements.
So,
right.
But so to see enough though, that's where we're the wording we're wrong there. There in that video, is there enough to tell the referee to go look at it? 100%.
The VAR ref, I'm sure, looked at it. Okay, I can't imagine why he didn't.
That's his decision on.
Maybe he was taking hydration break as well.
The center referee's decision. The center referee's decision should be clear and convincing evidence to overturn what he thought. The person telling him to go look at it should be very loosely defined, if you're asking me.
But there is that element of pace of play, too, right? But I agree with you, Cody. This seems egregious and should be looked at. But
yeah,
there is that whole issue. Like I've noticed a lot more. They don't go over and look at the video themselves. They often will trust the VAR and just make a decision based upon
that. Yeah, and that's another thing that I don't get, because they do still do that this year, right? The center referees in MLS do still run over and look at a screen sometimes.
Yes. I think
so. Then what's the rule there? They do it sometimes and not every time?
It's their discretion, I believe, right?
It is based upon the what the VAR saw.
Oh, yeah. See, okay. This is nonsense. They need to fix this.
I'm okay with not going over every time. If the VAR is in your ear saying, without a doubt, this is, he struck him in the face, or it's a handball in the box, or whatever it is, why waste that extra 30 seconds for him to go look at it?
And in this case, he may have said, there may have been contact, but it's not clear and obvious that there was contact made.
So maybe he got bad advice.
But so... If that's what he says to the center referee and not, yo, this dude swung his hand in a giant, huge
Chuck Liddell
punch
overhand
motion,
right.
And maybe it contacted his face. To me that there's no way to not at least review that. That's just, just talking about it is going to upset me.
Yes, you're turning redder.
That might be the sunburn because I didn't put on sunscreen. Okay.
Chad is concerned about you.
I am looking out for you, Cody.
Well, I'm concerned about Chad and what's going to happen to him if this podcast doesn't end soon.
Oh, man. Me too.
Luckily,
my wife
listen
doesn't
to
listen to this. Yeah, she has texted me, and I should probably respond to her, but I have not. So I should do that now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm
going to
do that right
please
now.
Please respond.
Guys.
I've been politicking for him to respond to these, and he thinks that it's better to not.
I'm focusing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm giving right. you guys Let's my help. Undivided attention.
But let's move on to the media game. Have we talked enough about... Oh, we didn't talk about Juan Cousin. Why did he get in the game?
That is a great question.
That is
like
a great
it.
Question.
I like it.
Cousin, the Malaysian Messi?
Yes, that's
Malaysian
what they call
Messi.
Him. Malaysian
parents. As like a 15-year-old, that's what he
was born here somewhere.
Yeah. Near St. Louis, actually, I think.
Oh, yeah, because he used to be in the Gallagher Academy, right? The yep. Scott Gallagher?
Yep. And didn't think that moving up to St. Louis FC was a big enough jump.
Shocking. They've scored, I think, a goal a game for like 12 games in a row or something like that. So they're struggling.
Yeah, they're bad. But they're better than when Preki coached them.
Huh. Retro callback there, right? We're working it all together.
Full circle.
All right. So, yeah, no, it was pretty cool that Kazane got in. 19-year-old midfielder, been playing mostly with Swope Park. But he's the first guy to go from the academy
to Swope Park
to Sporting. So from each level, he's the first guy to make that a stop at every point.
Without skipping.
The pipeline is real.
Yeah. So like Busio went right from the academy to Sporting. Although he's went back and played with Swope Park, he didn't sign with Swope Park.
Yeah.
Kazane actually signed with Swope Park. So he's been at every single level. And he's also a success story in the fact that he was recruited out of some other area, although it's just across the state, but it was actually in Illinois, I believe.
We poached him.
Yeah. Which that's what they're doing with most of their good players at this point. Lindsay, Busio.
So why did...
Another kid I heard about today, but I don't know his name.
So it's great. Great. I like all of that. Show off the pipeline. Cool. Awesome. But why this game?
Why a holding midfielder when you need a goal?
Okay. Well, that's two different questions. One, why this game? Madranda's hurt, so he's a guy who can play attacking mid.
Yeah.
Kuzain can play attacking mid?
Kuzain was an attacking mid, to answer your question.
Okay.
In the academy. He was an attacking mid in the academy.
So they're converting him to holding mid.
So they're converting him to the holding mid because he has Ilya-like qualities of the passing and vision of the game.
He's very calm on the ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's smart. He's calm on the ball. He passes really well. His biggest knock right now is he's like, 72 pounds or something.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah. There's U16 girls that outweigh him by a considerable amount. In shape ones.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying.
So why this game?
I think it was just because the people that are hurt.
Right.
So I think that's why both Busio and Kazane made the bench.
And Belmar was
okay,
on the bench.
Okay, but so how about, there we go. So why not Belmar or Diego?
No Rubio on the bench.
Oh, Rubio wasn't? Okay.
He was not there. I'm not sure what the story is with that. He didn't play with SPR either.
No, they said right before, sometime this afternoon, I think they said that he was back sore, something. Something with his back. I never got a true story on that. I never asked about that. And I wasn't able to get out to practice at the end of the week this week because of family. Sometimes love them. But anyway, I wasn't able to get out and see any of that stuff or ask any of the questions on that. But Madranda apparently was hurt enough that he wasn't available. Rubio was hurt. But why not Belmar at the end? I'm guessing because they don't think that bringing him in would have been an upgrade over a fresh Gerso and a tired Shallowy.
Yeah.
Which would have been your choices at that point.
Or Shelton. You could take Shelton off. I feel like as a defensive center forward, we didn't need defense. We needed offense. I mean, Sporting didn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on the team, unlike Allie and whoever else is on the team.
It's difficult, isn't it?
So, yeah, no, and that's a good point, too. But Peter will often not make the subs that we think he should make because he's seeing the players as they're not going to change the game enough to bring them in and throw off the rhythm and all that stuff. Sometimes I know I would like them to change up the rhythm and throw off the game because it would change up what the other defenders need to do, which is the move to bring Gerso in I thought was good. To be honest, I just think they should have taken off Johnny and left on Crozet at that point.
Yeah, I don't think Crozet was playing, any worse than he usually does, and Russell always seems about exhausted about the 65th minute or so.
And if it had been me, I'd have maybe brought on Kazane, but it wouldn't have been for Espinoza. It would have been maybe at that point I would have brought off Crozet when I brought on Kazane and moved Roger officially into the 10 spot or just let them, but that would have been kind of funny. Three defensive-ish midfielders trying to go for a goal.
He is the assist leader right now on the team.
That was my thing. I hate when Roger's not on the field.
I mean, you can't play the guy 90 minutes every day, right? Doesn't he need some breaks? Not sure if this is the time to give the break, but I mean, he used all three subs for Bees. We always give him grief for using one or none.
He's actually used three quite a bit this year compared to some years. It just hasn't been in some of the games that he thought it maybe have been needed.
Yeah.
But giving Roger a break really doesn't count when it's the 87th minute.
That is also true.
60th minute, maybe that's a break.
So side question on this Kuzain thing. How do you feel if you're Jalen Lindsay? You've sat on the bench basically all year, never getting into the game, even in garbage time in the Whitecaps game. And
he knows he's behind a Greek god.
I get that. But, like, you're there and ready to go, and you don't get your debut before this kid that just – he's the most recent signing, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That said, I was glad to see Lindsay play with Swope yesterday. I think he needs minutes and not to rot on the bench.
Yeah.
Open Cup is coming up. Lindsay will get his minutes.
Of course, that was my concern is who – if Zusi goes out, who comes on? I guess it would have been a Moore.
Yeah, I mean, he can play, right? And what they say, he's been a three center back, been the right of the three.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you just put on somebody offensive because we just play wingers at fullback. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
We do. Kansas City does.
And that's what I say about the wingers and backs. They're basically the same player. They just have a little bit different responsibility ratio. So a right back has a 70, 30, 60, 40 defensive responsibility, where the right winger has the 60, 40 offensive responsibility. They interchange so much, it's ridiculous at times.
It seems to be working pretty well.
No, it's not a bad system. It's just
requires a lot of your wingers cardio-wise. Yeah, and your fullbacks, really, for that matter.
Maybe even more so for them.
Yeah.
But you often look back, and the three farthest back players besides the keeper are the two center backs and Ilya.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, again, you can see that in a lot of teams around the world, but usually they have one back way forward. We sometimes have two up there for Kansas City.
Furthest players up the field sometimes. Or Zusi was basically just floating all over at the end of the game. He was moving centrally a lot.
I think Zusi is given a lot of free reign to... He's trusted a lot to like know this league and know when to make his move into that... to roam, you know, like you were saying, roam where he wants. I think he's just trusted, and him and Roger know each other very well and are very good. Like, Roger's very good about covering that, and that just works very well.
Yeah, I'm okay with Zeus leaving his post to go elsewhere.
Yeah,
as long as people know it.
As long as Roger knows it, or
that's the key,
our team knows it.
I even saw Krause slide back and kind of cover the left back space when I forget if it was Sinovic or Lobato that was so far forward. It borderline terrified me because his propensity to give the ball away in terrible positions, but very brief and it didn't end in a disaster.
That kind of thing has to just really confuse a defender, even for only a moment or two.
Which is why all that movement is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it sometimes bites him in the ass for doing so. The one that actually scared me was I saw Beasler. It was towards the end, and they were really pressing. But Beasler got the ball and started making a run towards the back line, and I'm like, no, no, no. And then he passed off the ball and then drifted back again. But I thought he was making a run, like Ike has done a few times this year.
Oh, yeah, Ike stays up all the time. I'm just like, get back, get back.
Sporting weird. Hashtag sporting weird.
Okay, so is that enough about the game, or is there anything else to talk about today?
Yeah.
I mean, there was something that happened during halftime. Should we talk about that thing?
I think we're done with the Columbus game.
At least for the moment.
The media game.
It was not bad.
The media game was very fun. It was too quick. I want to play a full game.
It does benefit your cardio skills to be able to run up and down the field.
Why didn't you just get to do more? I mean, it was just... I don't know.
I think in a lot of cases, there's a lot of media people who like maybe never even touched the ball in those games.
I know. And that, I know.
So it gives everybody their chance for their little moment of
glory.
You
get the one moment,
And because it's a retro night. If they did it on a different night or a different day, I mean, because obviously it wasn't night when we did this one. Plus, literally, if it had been today, there would have been no motion from two-thirds of the media people.
Yeah. I was tired just standing. watching maybe, the game.
What about make it half of a field, half field game?
Oh, like kind of go sideways on half the pitch, maybe?
Yeah, I would actually be fine with that.
Split up into two short-sided games or something, if you want to do that.
What I would actually had campaigned for at one point was having small, like, 4, 5, 6-person teams play a little tournament before the game over at Pinnacle, and then have the two winning teams play on a short-sided field at halftime.
No, so I want to do it at halftime. Oh, I see.
Oh,
what you're
the
saying.
Final,
yeah.
The championship.
Yeah, that would be
the
final.
Yeah. Cody wants his moment of glory.
Yeah, I want to be on the field.
I once played in the All-Star media game, and it was a little tournament down at Swope. That was fun.
Yeah, I bet that was fun.
It was because I had like some of those famous guys with MLS now. Armchair asshole.
Hide your thoughts then.
He said armchair asshole, in case you couldn't hear that. I'll just clarify it for him.
I think he was on my team.
I don't know who that could possibly be.
he was actually not a bad guy. I just think he's too many MLS guys are trying to be controversial and too many hot takes and all that stuff. I mean, when they already have articles out before the games are over this weekend saying about here's what happened this weekend, or not what happened, but here's what you take away from it.
Like, yeah,
you're rushing it, dude.
Got to be first
or worst. And anyway, they keep doing it. Anyway, it was fun though, because it was there was like 8 teams or something, and it was small goals, and my team was hampered by some guy from NPR who had never even played soccer in his life. So,
I didn't know NPR even covered soccer.
They don't.
That's bizarre.
He didn't even know the rules.
Well, there was a guy there today from Hot 103 Jams. I don't think they didn't ever talk about soccer.
So, yeah. But anyway, it was fun today.
It was good. Thad, you scored and saved my attempt.
You hit me.
I hit you.
You're a tree. That's so fitting that you'd kick it right at the keeper. I missed it. Oh, I'm so sad.
I did. I wanted to nutmeg him. Oh. And I just went right at him.
You wanted to chip me originally, so I stayed back a little bit until you tapped it just far enough that I came out a little bit.
You cultivated a school of thought that even if I scored, it wouldn't be cool. So then I had to make it. I had to try to take it a step farther and make something cool. So I went for the nutmeg.
I cultivated a school of thought. You started it.
What I believe Cody is referring to is in the Slack channel, all day long, Bad was like, it'd really be an embarrassment if you don't score against me. You're young and athletic.
it was not all day long. It was 30 seconds of chat. But yet it is still very true. If he didn't score on me, it would be kind of an embarrassment. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And here we are.
It was very fun. And then I went against Juan, who I didn't know that was his name. What's he from? He's radio?
No, Juan Cruz. He has a magazine locally, a Spanish-speaking magazine. He also does stuff for, is it ESPN Deportes? One of the various different sports stations that does Spanish stuff, but
yeah, I always,
he has his own magazine. He covers like lots of like everything. For
very very
that.
Prominent guy in the really media in the media circles. And,
from Peru, I believe.
And there's no way that I could have like gone out and slid tackled him. He was coming in so slow.
You were gonna potentially injure another member
that's
of the
what,
media.
That's what I'm
that
saying. There's
strategy?
No way. There's no way that can
I
look good.
I would have taken out Cody.
There's no way I could have like ran out there and then like at a certain point. I was just like, you know what? Let this dude get a shot off. Like, let's just let him take a shot.
Because I believe I saw you from the glass, and you dove, right?
I dove, and I missed. Well, I dove with my foot. It was like, it wasn't far from me, and I just kind of stuck out my foot.
If you weren't going to, like,
went for a
come
kick
out
save.
And slide tackle him like Tim would, why don't you just go out and play defense on him?
Yeah, I know. I should have. No one wants to be, you don't want to be the tryhard. No one wants to see.
You got to make it look casual.
I mean, everything you were saying all week was correct. No one wanted to see a younger guy out there run out and slide tackle Juan like that. Like, there's no way I come out of that looking good.
Yeah, I was really bummed that you guys had to play near the South Stands because I was really hoping to see you. I have to ask, how did Bob do?
Bob, I want to talk about Bob. I I wish Bob was here.
That is covering his face. It must have gone really well.
Bob was like muttering to himself as we were walking off. He was genuinely disappointed in his attempt that went far wide.
Okay.
Yeah, he
went for it. Like he came off that line like two strong, confident touches, and then just a powerful shot way wide.
Yeah, it was probably like 10 feet off the post, maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But he knew it more than anyone.
I think that's why he was not here tonight.
Yeah, that's why.
He's embarrassed.
He didn't actually have a date. He just didn't want to show up for this. No, I don't know about any podcast, man. No.
Is this like the CJ Sapong PK? Did you guys see that from over the weekend?
Oh, no.
I don't know if he earned the PK. I can't remember. But he took it, and he just missed the net on the ground wide. Like, feel like you don't really see that very often. Didn't hit the post.
Come on, CJ.
Yeah. I yelled out. I was watching it like in the middle of the night in my hotel room. Family slept through it. It was fine.
One took over the line.
Was there anyone on the Calderon end that had a worthy shot that should be mentioned from the media?
You know,
game?
I will say Carter Augustine, El Jefe.
He was out there?
He was out there.
Oh,
yep,
saw him the whole time everyone was getting ready.
Well, he probably like just ninja'd in. You know, he's sideline reporting, right? And
I'm sure they had his uniform ready for him.
He tried to backheel. I don't know who was his goalkeeper. It was actually a pretty decent shot. It may have hit the post, but it was...
Backheel didn't come off, huh?
It was a really... It looked very clever. Like, he probably played
for
a while. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was ready to do something fancy, so...
So, for me, it kind of sucked because I had, like, two or three plans literally, like, thought out of how I was going to do it, and it all depended on what the keeper did. And the guy who was in goal for me, he, like, went off and, like, stand over to the side. I'm like, maybe I should just go and play the ball down the middle right now and just, you know, take advantage of the fact he's not in goal. I said, no. I waited until he got in goal. And I started going forward, and he, like, kind of stood there and just, like, took a step forward. And I'm like, you're going to come out? You're going to come out? You're going to come out? And once he, like, it just got to a certain point that all of a sudden he started to move a little bit, and I just passed it into the net. So it was, like, pretty easy.
You were pushing the five-second mark that was not being enforced.
It was close. I was counting it in my head.
I think you probably were fair game, though.
I think I was close.
Who was your keeper? Do you know who that person was?
No. Don't know.
Okay.
Juan took about 10 seconds to get his shot off.
Cody's not bitter at all, guys.
That's all right.
Yeah, some old guy beat Cody.
twice on both sides. Wait, is Juan old as well?
Yeah, he's younger than me, though.
That's what I mean. There's no way I was like, I took a couple steps out. Like, I was like teasing him a little bit. And then I'm like, Cody, just get back. Let the guy take a shot. I can't run out and slide tackle.
I don't know. Well, my family asked me, they go, well, there's a media game. You're media, right? And I was like, I guess technically, yes. But I was like, I didn't know it was this weekend. And I don't know how many Blue Testament people are going to allow to be out there. Because it was only two of you last year, right? Or did Bob play last year too?
Yeah, you not
Bob,
being
Bob
here.
Bob wasn't with us yet, though, right? Officially.
He was in it, though. He was,
in
game.
That game last year, yeah.
You not being here, they just probably wouldn't even have thought to invite you.
Yeah, right, of course.
They did invite Allie, so we could have had four.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had matched 8-10 with who had four.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Allie ditched us.
So they probably went to 103 jams. No.
Yeah,
Allie would have scored. I think she would have just maybe been chipped a little easier than the rest of us.
is that a stab at height? My wife is only 5 feet tall, Allie. So if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not.
Allie's taller than her then.
Yeah, she's towers over her. Towers.
By an inch.
Oh, is it 1 inch? Okay.
So anyway, it was fun, and the most fun was just trying to get in Cody's head. So,
yep, he was in there. He was in there. So yeah, we're done, right? You don't have anything to sidetrack us at the end? We need to let Chad go to his family.
Actually, I do.
Of course.
That's fine. Let's go with it then.
Walking out tonight, when you guys had already left, and I'd done the interviews and stuff, and packed up, and start walking out and long tunnel around the inside of the stadium, right? Lo and behold, who's in front of me? It's the refs.
Uh-oh.
I'm like sitting here just, you know, all the fresh VAR stuff. I just tweeted out about how VAR, they were not going to answer questions about VAR stuff and all that stuff. And they're like walking right in front of me, and I'm like so like just want to go, hey, by the way, guys.
But you did not.
No. I'm pretty sure that's a big no-no, questioning the referees away from, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get kicked out of...
So can you
the
make
high
up,
level of media that I am for that?
Can you make up a better ending to that story?
Yes.
I'm gonna play the sad trombone sound if you don't come up with a better ending than that.
As I went to cross the road, right, after, because I exit through that little bay where they all the people are going and stuff, right, the players go to pick up their cars. So I exit out of there. As I'm walking across, car pulls out of there, starts coming my way. So I stop, like, to let them go by, right? And they're like, they stop. And I'm like, I can't barely see in the car. I can finally see a little bit of a hand wave. So I'm like, okay, I'll cross. I kind of go across real fast. It was Kazane.
Oh. So
he almost ran me over.
Nice.
Actually, he didn't come close to running me over.
What was he drive?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to cars. He was nicer than I have, though. So that's definitely for damn sure.
Well, he's on a pro contract. He's 19. What responsibilities does he really have, right?
He's a respectful driver. Now we know he's a good guy.
That's good.
He was very nice about it. And
I was
hoping the old guy crossed the road.
When Cody said come up with a better ending, I thought for sure you were going to just make up something about running up and punching one of them. And just being like,
that would be
something
a
about
ending.
Review that, or, you know, I don't know, just yell at them.
Yeah, as many cameras as they have in there, I'm not going to...
Well, I thought you were making up the ending, because he goes, make up a better ending.
No, I don't...
I thought he was going to have to, is why...
Oh, okay. But he actually had some real thing that happened. Of course he did.
It was still just mediocre, but it was better. It was better.
No sad trombone.
Okay, Sporting Kansas City family.
Thanks, Chad, for being here. Thanks for all the...
Thanks, guys, for having me. Hopefully my wife won't divorce me since it is 11:20 in the evening.
Tell her we are genuinely sorry.
And I'll have her listen.
Even though it might not be true.
I think that's the opposite of genuine, but all right.
What's your wife's name?
Sheena.
Sheena, that's right. I did know that. So, Sheena, we apologize. I'll apologize on the behalf of Cody. I'll apologize on the behalf of Chad. He said so many nice things about you.
He did.
You were so wonderful when we were not recording. And he was feeling very guilty about this, but we arm twisted him into staying and doing this with us.
Yeah, I'm physically tied to the chair, so they're gonna unlock me now, I believe.
It's actually duct tape.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Check for tape marks, man.
Until next time.
Guys. I just wanted to make sure we got to a weird point before I ended the show, and I think we just hit it.
Nailed it.
I think the weird point is actually when you asked the ball boy if he could touch his ball.
I didn't ask the ball boy. I asked to touch the ball he was holding. So, yes.
And then the security guy ran you off the field at one point for touching balls.
I touched a ball I wasn't supposed to touch.
And there we go.
All right. We hit the weird. Now we can get out of here. Until later this week. Go Sporting. I'm going to do Allie's move.
Woo!
Skipper has just been sent off. Supporters strong and bold, gone soft. Fight for teams, got me drinking. Fight for teams, got me drinking. Fight for teams, got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. Fight for teams, got me drinking. Fight for teams. Got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking.